So one of the things that stood out in this is this idea of things in Ultimate still have power because they are from order, and it has to do with magic, external magic, or those in the other life being able to have dominion over others through their use of truths, but for the end of dominion, not the end for which they were given. So an example from a practical kind of work perspective is negative self-talk. If you look at negative self-talk, it is true. It's true that we are nothing but evil and falsity. It is true that you can do nothing of yourself, that it's not worth the effort. All these things that start to flood in along those lines are based on a truth, right? Which is the proprium is nothing but evil and false. The issue is that we're identified personally with what's arising. And that could be described as infestation. When we're identified, we become infested with these falsities. But when the rod of Aaron is cast over things, then what that does is that it exposes the falsities arising from fallacies. That's the way that it's framed. So the fallacies of the senses produce falsities when they are reasoned from. But the power of Aaron's rod in the hand, and the hand represents spiritual power, and the rod represents natural power, or the hand represents the spiritual meaning of the word, and the rod represents the letter. So when the letter is looked to and understood in the light of what is spiritual, it dispels those falsities that arise from the fallacies of the senses. So this is a stage in the process whereby the word, which is Aaron and his hand and the rod, when the word is applied to the life of our mind, to say that negative self-talk that's arising, then the fallacies that we are reasoning from become exposed. And then there's deliverance ultimately, because for the spiritual church, or for those who are being led from truth to good, it is an understanding of the process that actually enables them to move forward in things. So there's a lot here about how the process unfolds. So when we're talking about influx, you know, this is not just some kind of hands hanging down and the Lord just taking over. It's actually humans using the faculties they're given, rationality and freedom, in order to implement what they understand to be true with a view to the regeneration of the human mind, to the ends that the Lord has. And that is what influx is about. Influx is about communication. And communication means that there has to be reciprocation. And that's a key principle involved in human regeneration.